Aziz don't ask your permission?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for attending the workshop entitled The Disease Don't Ask Your Permission. I'd like to introduce our first speaker. You want first?
Yeah.
Who also happened to be a good friend of mine, all the way from Washington, D.C. I give you Winfrey.
Hi, family. My name is Winfrey. I'm an addict. I'm glad to be here, man. And I always like to say this, right up off a park bench in Monroe Park in Richmond, Virginia, man. I don't want to never forget that morning I woke up, you know, and God brought me to, man. I said something like this, God, please help me. You know what I mean? I didn't know it would start a journey on living a real good life, man, you know, getting outside of myself and finding myself, you know, and I really can't believe the position that I'm in today. It's astonishing. You know what I mean? And when he got me up off the bench, man, to tell you the truth, I walked from Richmond to Washington, D.C., found myself on the Capitol steps, you know what I mean, asked for help, first bed and recovery was a shower room flowing around the shelter. You know what I mean? I didn't know, you know what I mean, what direction it was heading me to. Found St. Vincent de Paul, the place, you know what I mean, in the other fellowship, you know, and then I found where to go in Narcotics Anonymous, man, it was great. You know what I mean? That journey, you know what I'm saying? It was fantastic. You know, lymph nodes hanging out, man. I remember going to Sums Dental Clinic. I remember going there, man, and I step up in the dental clinic and the guy said, sit in the chair, Mr. Thomas. I said, cool. You know what I mean? I sit in the chair, I sit back. And they said, open your mouth. He looked down at my mouth, he said, man, something is moving in your mouth and it ain't your tongue. And it began to scrape on my mouth. He began to pull things out of my mouth. And then he looked down at me and he looked in my eyes. He said, man, where have you been? I couldn't answer him. He said, nurse, can you open up all the doors and the windows in here? We need some air. You know what I mean? I was that bad. Hemorrhoids hanging out, lymph nodes sticking out. You know what I mean? And then mentally I was lost. I was gone. You know what I mean? The only thing I knew is what I knew. And I didn't know that that wasn't any good. You know what I mean? I don't know about y'all's stem, but my stem had residue left in it. Right, right. You know, you take a hit, you know what I mean? And when it's all gone, we're chasing the residue now. You know what I mean? And look, check this out. I ain't out the woods yet. That's what I'm dealing with today, the residue. I'm dealing with what's left. You know what I mean? And it really don't need to ask me nothing to appear. It don't. Sometimes I wanna go in my mind, man, and somebody make a sudden move, and I wanna cock the hammer back. I wanna go in the trunk and get the stick and really. But where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? You know, I remember sitting on the porch in Richmond, Virginia, in Fairfield Court. I was a kid, right? Nobody drinking on the porch. Ain't nobody doing nothing. Here comes somebody down the street. My cousin and them sitting on the porch. Now, I think this is right. They say, oh, that bitch thinks she cute. And the whole porch will clear off. And everybody whooping on one somebody. Ain't nobody using. So I picked up the behavior. I said, oh, that's the right thing to do. Everybody that think that they somebody, I should get up and bust them in the face. So that made me grow up to hate everybody. Right? Yeah. That's right, I'm working with that antisocial stuff right now. Huh? Yeah, you'll see me, I'm the addict, you'll see me over there in the corner trying to get myself together. Antisocial. Yeah. But guess what? At least I know what it is. Huh? You know, I ain't one of them type that's sick and don't know it. Yeah, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be in denial no more, faking it. I just don't want to do that. To thine own self be true. Y'all gave me the, y'all told me that. So I had to get true with myself, man. My father was a thief, so I had everything that I wanted. I remember him coming in the house one day dragging quarters that he stacked in the corner. I talked to Twig about it. Even today, I needed two pockets of quarters to go to school. I get in the corner and put quarters in my pocket. Because I remember the first day what happened to me in the ninth grade, right? Check this piece. Went to school. I didn't know no better. Unconscious. See, you got the conscious, and then you got the subconscious. Right? Conscious. Right. Subconscious. And I wasn't neither. I know that. Lived in projects, moved with my dad in 13. Always a runner. Ran. I figured that grass was green on the other side, so I moved with my father. But he was a thief. No morals, no character, but could steal. Hung in the street. That's all he knew. First day I went to school, I had on a striped shirt, striped pants, fur at the bottom. Check this out. And they were high waters. Not conscious. Hair matted to my head. Back then, the blowout was out. Just going somewhere now. I'm going to leave you somewhere. Check this out. Every hallway I walked down, they laughed. I didn't know what they was laughing about. Unconscious. Right? Guy pulled me to the side of the library. He showed mercy on me, pulled me to the side. He said, man, don't you think you got too many colors on? And by the way, your pants are too short. Right away, the disease set in. I begin to be angry at the Constitution. John Marshall High School. The whole school. A man. Now, I took that. And it was a place called Cavaliers. South of Broad. Went home. I went to my father. I said, Dad, I need $300. I caught the bus to Cavaliers. Check it out. And I went in there and I found the prettiest light-skinned gal that I could find. She was fine. And I looked at her, and I said, can you please dress me? Please. I got $300. And she did. Gave me the shoes with the little Pierre Cardin joint on the bottom of them. The slacks. She hooked up the shirt with the belt. Right? All that. Gave me three outfits like that. I said, is there any way possible that you could do something with my hair? She said, sure. It was a barbershop on Broad Street called Harvey's. Went to Harvey's. The guy stood down there. He said, man, I got you. Got my bags and everything. I went in there. And the blowout was out. The blowout. Yeah, the blowout. Got me a blowout. And he shaped it up. Shaped that joint up. Shine it up. Now I come out that joint with the badge and I'm bouncing. That night, I laid out my clothes and I went to sleep like this. Ain't get no sleep. I didn't know I was full of resentment, hatred. I wanted to get somebody back. Put them clothes on. And I said, Dad, I ain't even want the bottom of the shoes to touch your brand. I said, Dad, can you give me a ride to work to school? Right. And I walked on the grass and I got to the car and I jumped in the car. And I said, man, make sure you pull up on the curb so I won't get the shoes dirty. And I walked into school and this still exists. Today, and it don't need no permission to come up. It really don't. It just comes up. And I have to pray. And check this out. I get in school, and the first person that told me that I look good, I cussed him out. I cussed him. And I cussed out that whole institution that day. And I have to work on that even today. I have to slow my roll, and I have to watch myself. Because I get in a position and I want to harm people because of them things that thing that happened to me back then. And I be praying, man, and I be holding. You know what I mean? And sometimes it gets in my way. You know they crucified a friend of mine named Jesus. Yeah, they crucified him. Right? And they took them down and they put them in a tomb. And they put a stone in front of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and them, you know, they would go and change his garb, you know, his garbs and stuff, right? But they remembered that they rolled the stone in front of the tomb. And they were talking that Mary said, the stone is in front of the tomb, so they wouldn't go. Because the stone was in front of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene said, no, we going anyway. And they went. And guess what? The stone was moved. So what I get out of that is don't let the stone stop you. Don't let it stop you, because it will. Those things that come up in my behavior, man, in my actions, will stop me from getting to the next point in my life. Huh? It will bring up and make me kill relationships that's in my life. Because she took 10 minutes too long to get there. Too many minutes. So therefore, I got to ruin the relationship. Before she get there, I done already cussed her out 7 times and then broke up with her. My shit is packed. I'm leaving. And then when she tell me where she been, I'm like, God damn. And now I got to get everything back together. Because I allowed a stone to stop me. You know, it's funny. It's a funny thing, man. When you almost accomplish something, why is there always something there to try to slow you down? And ain't nobody in my way. Anybody say, Winfrey, why are you quitting now when you ain't got nothing but 1 month left? Because I think there's some, ain't nobody in my way but me. And that thing hurts sometimes, man. But I be praying and working with it. You know, man, a funny thing always happens, man, before I even lead a meeting or come to a meeting, my mother always called me. That thing weird. She said, are you still going to them Narcotic Anonymous meetings? I said, yeah, Ma. She said, that's all I want to know. Click up. So staying clean must mean a whole lot, don't it? Dad, man, I go around there and see Dad, you know, he ain't feeling good, but when he see me, his chest stick out. He said, this is my son right here, because all the rest of his friends' sons are where? In jails, institutions, and death. With the literature promised me. And here it is, I'm standing up there, and look, he look at me, he said, oh, you got a woman on your arms, and what? You got a car outside. And when I leave him, I don't ask him for $50. That's a miracle in itself. I ain't mad at nobody that done found a bar of soap, a comb, a brush, and a toothbrush. I ain't mad at you. I'm glad that you found it. Because when I got here, I ain't know how to put nothing together. Y'all done taught me. Yeah. Y'all done taught me how to talk. Y'all done taught me how to go back to school. Right. And when I get in my way, y'all always guide me to the steps. Y'all say, Winfrey, go to the steps, Slim. You know what I mean? Don't rely on your own thinking. And I always go to the steps and I find, you know, in our sixth step, man, it said, you know, we could paint our character defects, paint us in a corner that we might not come out clean. I'm like, what? And some of that stuff say, you know what I mean, if you don't proceed in this, you know, it just might be fatal. So I can't wait to do nothing. I got to jump right into it. And I had people to help me. God works through people. That's what y'all told me. And that's what I do, man. I talk to a lot of people. And I know a lot of people. Just today, I'm in here, you know what I mean? And I'm in my mind wondering how I'm going to get from here to there. friend of mine told another friend of mine that told another friend of mine that told another friend that told another friend of mine that told another friend of mine. And then the friend came up to me and said, "Him, here's the answer to how you go get to over there." Came through people, you know. So that thing lets me know that I'm not out the woods yet. There's a whole lot of things I done did to that thing they call, you know, the dopamine. And put, you know, I done ruined dope on me in my mind. What you mean dope on me? Well, Winfred, it's that liquid that recreases from the brain and it does this and the, I say, well, when I'm going to get it back? You ain't. It's gone. You know. And instantly, you know, that thing said, ain't no hope for you. And then I got to pray and say, you a liar. There is hope for me.
Yes, sir.
You know. And I don't know, man. I am so glad that the Cardoza Club was there. And God was in there. That grabbed my attention with this. He said this. I was looking at a girl over there in the corner. She was a secretary. Her name was Mitzi. And I kept my eyes on her. I won't get none of the meeting. And this guy said this. He said, "The war is over and I lost. Thank God I don't have to fight no more." And he grabbed my attention. And I've been here ever since. I don't want to go nowhere. But the disease wants me to leave. It doesn't have to ask me to get mad. It just gets mad. It doesn't have to ask me. You know, that thing crazy. You know you're supposed to do something and you don't go do it. Driving around, I could tell now. I'm getting ready to tell. Driving around Washington, D.C. without a license. Ain't got no license. Brand new car. Insurance on the car and everything like that. Car no pay. But ain't got no license. 12 midnight at night, 8 o'clock in the morning, going to meet in Sharon real good. Raising my hand out to everybody that don't share the way I want them to share. Talking about the first and second, third step and all. It ain't got no license. But a whole lot of people, we ain't gonna tell it because we got 18. No, I can't tell that because I got 18 years and I got an image to, you know. I gotta let y'all know. But sometimes I got to take the halo from over top of my head and let the horns come. I got to take the halo, throw it over, and let the horns and let y'all see what you're really dealing with. Angry, manipulative, antisocial. Gotta tell them. Motherfuckers, fake it till you make it. You know. Or in school now. Oh, Microsoft technician. First got in class, couldn't cut the computer on. How you cut the, scared to ask. Like, you know how we are. How do you cut the computer on? And look, check this out. If I don't stay humble, I'll get arrogant. I can do it all now. And look, we can copy, cut, and paste. Headers and footers. Save as is. Go. Water paint. You know the water paint picture in the back and all that. We can go. I got to stay humble. I can't get arrogant. I mean, and then I can't be self-seeking. I got to do, I'm doing this for somebody else so I can help people. Right? CAC class. Learn about Jairus' window. Yeah. Learning more about myself so I can help somebody. How can somebody sick help somebody else that's sick? I got to get a little better. So therefore, when that thing come up that don't need my permission, some kind of way I got to find some sort of defense against that. And the only defense that I have is the God of my understanding, right? The steps, people in my life, and a whole lot of humility. I was telling Twig about the feeling that I got. I was in the hotel room, and you know, I got that feeling when we played Maggie Walker in the Richmond Coliseum. You know, that basketball feeling. And I said, Twig, I done had this before, and I came here, you know, and that thing was trying to make me nervous. Make me don't want to come here. Make me want to leave town. You know what I mean? And I'm the main one in the meeting talking about people need to have courage and you don't need to be a coward. And I've been a coward all my life. And now it's time to work on my cowardness. And that's what I'm doing. Right? I don't know no whole lot about no whole lot, you know what I mean? But I know that I don't want to be the same person that I was the first day that I came up in here. I'm trying to get better, man. Yes, I fall short. Yes, I do. But I get back up. Y'all told me it ain't a disgrace of falling down. A disgrace come in when you don't try to get your ass back up. And y'all teach me that, you know. And I pray. You know what I mean? And I'm finding out what the steps entail. You know. And when it's that topic, I can share on that.
Yes, sir.
Because I got experience in that. I try not to talk about nothing that I don't know. Because that's what the disease wants me to do. Wow. It wants me to say some things that I don't know about. And I'm not doing that. I refuse to. My mother always told me, Winfred, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. You know. And she would always say this too. She said, Winfred, a hard head make a soft ass. Ass was nice and tender when I got to knock. Sit down. Keep your hand down and your mouth shut. And when we want to learn how to shoot drugs and smoke crack, we'll call on you. That's how they gave it to me. They loved me until I had to learn how to love myself. And man, I'm telling you, man, this is incredible for me. If I would have wrote down where I wanted to be at the time that I wanted to be there, man, I would have sold myself short. Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous, man.
Amen.
Amen. I love you too, Sugar Whoop. You know what I mean? My sponsor, man, and everybody, man. They just be giving it to me, man, and I really appreciate it. You know, I was coming down, man, and I was in there with my significant other, you know, and we was rolling, Jack, and they pulled me over. I got the gritting. That thing came up. You know, it always come up through my jaw. And my nose, you know, and my whole face changed. And she said, calm your face. Get your face straight. Get your face straight. And so I got my face straight. I had a license and a registration and insurance papers to hand him. It was mine. I handed it to him. And he went in the back. I rolled the window up. And he came back to the car. I said, here you come, baby. He come back to the car. He said, Mr. Thomas, everything is in order. Please slow down. This is just a warning. And you have yourself a nice day. So. Yeah. Yeah. And I thanked him about 7 times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. You know what I mean? And it, you know, it ain't nothing. It's a funny thing that when the disease, and you don't give it permission, and it takes permission, how it has you locked up.
Yeah.
You be like. Tight. All the damn mirrors in the car going. I know better, but I won't do no better. As soon as I got set free, it felt so good. And that's what we do. We set ourselves free. They got the diagram in the front of the book for a reason. Right of the base, broad of the side, high the point of freedom. Wide of the base, broad of the side, high the point of freedom. I got in touch with that.
Yes, sir.
I really did. And I feel like I'm free. I'm working on some more freedom. You know what I mean? For a guy straight up off of Park Bench in Monroe Park in Richmond, Virginia, man, I'm not doing too bad. I'm really not. Because of this program, man, and the God of my understanding. Y'all people teach me about him. I get him through y'all. When that thing come up, I call one of y'all, for real. And I say, hey, man, hey, hey, hey. And y'all tell me about, just about what I need to do. You know, how much time I got, y'all?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
45 minutes.
I got 5 minutes? Thank you. You know, so, I'm glad to be in Narcotics Anonymous. They told me that I don't have to like everybody, but I better love you. Because sooner or later, I'm going to need you. Right, coming up here, you know, funny things happen, man, to show you that if you allow the disease to have permission, man, how much you will lose out on. Me and Twig trying to find a parking space. We go all the way around the back. And here she go. Pray, baby. Pray for a parking space. And that thing, I don't want, see? I don't want to pray. But I let her go ahead. She said, God, give me a parking space. I do like this. And a guy in a Cadillac that I know from a meeting said, what you doing, chump? I said, man, I ain't doing nothing. He said, come behind me, because you can get this space because I'm coming out. He came on out and I parked. But I always want to let that thing just do what it want to do. You know what I mean? If I just go to the well first, when I'm going to learn how to go to the well first and ask. See, because I'm still dealing with the residue from the pipe. You know. And it's going to get better. As long as I continue to come here one day at a time. Look, I really appreciate y'all listening to me, man. It was faster than what I thought. I thought it was going to be longer. You know what I mean? But I'm glad that Sin asked me to, you know, do this workshop, it really got me outside of myself because it's been a long time, man. I had been sitting around in rooms. I was like, man, when they going to ask me to do one of these? Dirty mo. You know what I mean? Cussing everybody out, but it just wasn't my time. Yeah. But now it's my time. So I will end it, man. It always starts off with a cold 24-ounce Red Bull. It's got to be cold. I drink that Red Bull, and I empty that can. And I find me a safety pin, and I punch holes in that can. And I don't smoke Newports, but I'll smoke one that day because I need the fresh ashes to go over top of the hole. And I go around the corner and get what I really want, and I smoke that. And then it's I-95, 295, 395, or 495. I find myself walking down the highway trying to get to another city. And somebody pull over and they say, sir, where you going? I say, where you going? They'll say, Illinois. I say, well, that's where I'm going. Came here, kept my hand down in my mouth shut, and y'all told me, Winfrey, wherever you go, you take the Addy. Thanks for having me.
Let's thank Winfrey one more time. It's with great honor that I introduce this next speaker. She happened to also be from Washington, D.C., and a very, very dear good friend of mine. We had her through Charles Rivers earlier, so I don't know what she's going to throw at me tonight, but I got my helmet on. You know, when you get up to the podium, you can throw some stone when you're up here. She happened to be not only a good friend of mine, but she also happened to be my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And what could I give Patricia B?
Good evening. My name is Patricia, and I'm recovering addict.
Hey, Patricia.
And I'd like to thank God first and foremost for allowing me to be any place clean and partially free. You know, because I realize that the only trouble I'm in is the trouble that I see in the mirror. And that's me. You know, it really ain't nobody's problem like I got a problem. See, when I look in the mirror, I'm looking at the trouble. Now, if I can accept it, I'm free. But when I can't accept it, I'm the trouble. And that I'm the creator of the problem. Freedom won't come. My disease enters against my will. I ain't asked for it, it just comes. Because what I refuse to do is surrender. I refuse to take whatever's up there right now as being as it is. Not, it may not be like I want it to be, but it's just like it is. And because I can't submit, because I can't surrender, that disease comes without my permission and starts the roller coaster ride. First introduction is it gets in my belly. My nose start running. My belly started to flipping like I'm ill. And I know I ain't had no dope in 23 uninterrupted years on the street and 18 months in jail. So that can't be the issue. Lack of acceptance is my dimension. So when I get caught up, the disease know me better than I know myself. It has ridden me longer than I've been alive. It knew I was coming. So it rides me well. He say, break a bitch, break a bitch. He said, let me see what you're working with. You just got finished praying to your God. You just said the Our Father, the Hail Mary. You just said a serenity prayer. You also said the Lord is my shepherd. Now, motherfucker, rise up and walk with me. Ooh. Yeah, I know you got a God, but guess what? I interrupts godly things.
Right.
Yeah. I know he got power, but what you won't do is submit. When you can't submit, baby, I got power. Yeah. God said you got free will, Willie. Yeah. If I wanted you to be straight and never go to the left, I can make you that way. If I can part the Red Sea, motherfucker, you know what I can do with you. But what you got to do is you got to come seek me. You got to stay in me, and then I can protect you. But when you come out of me, because shit ain't going like you want it to, because you ain't feel like you think you ought to feel, the disease enters, takes control, and leaves you, bitch. You be out to lunch. Know, baby, that you got a knowledge of the steps. I know that you can assist somebody else in their endeavor, but bitch, you can't assist you. That's why they tell you that the disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. It's a disease that don't never have a known cure. It can, however, be arrested at some point, at some point, at some point. It don't say what point. So that means I'm walking around, I'm going to be a diseased motherfucker for the rest of my life that needs to take medication. You can't take medication today and don't take it tomorrow. Because when you don't take your medicine, the disease comes against your will. Takes control. The next thing you know, you wind up walking on coastal motherfucking highway with attitude.
Yes.
I'm in Ocean City. I came to motherfucking Ocean City. I ain't come to sit no motherfucking convention and be in every goddamn meeting. I came to spend some time, I thought, with my husband. I said, if I can get his motherfucking ass out of Washington, maybe I can get me a couple of hours. But he done came down this motherfucker. And it's just like D.C.
Yeah, man.
So now I done got caught up with the disease. That feeling of being neglected and rejected and the shit don't feel good. I can't process that he knew right now. I can't process his fucking enthusiasm for being down here and having 9 months clean this day. I can't process that for the fucking the fourth year we done been here. Every year he done came, he smoked the day we came. This the first goddamn year Patricia he been here clean. And you trying to kill a motherfucker because you can't have your way. Woo! That motherfucking little girl is at an all-time high. That's the disease against my permission. I can't put that bitch to rest. But if I ain't willing to tell nobody where I'm at, I can't receive no help. I can't feed me. Do you understand? I can't feed me. And if you think you can feed you, you's in trouble, motherfucker. If you think you can pick up the book and read a line and then go out and act on good orderly direction, you ass in trouble. You better run your shit by somebody and by somebody else. Because if you feed you, who the fuck you think got you in it? I was so mad. That little girl, it wasn't that he did nothing wrong. My fucking feelings got hurt. I couldn't say, honey, I need you like to make me feel like I'm a part of this shit. Fuck how much time I got. I'm your wife. Don't tell me about how much my motherfucking clean time I got. Now you ain't got but this much. I'm feeling how I'm feeling. All these motherfuckers can't give me what you give me. And I ain't talking about no sex. I'm talking about the need that I have in you. But I can't say it, the disease say, bitch, you too thorough to punk out like that.
Answer. Woo!
That motherfucker disease say, mom, fucker. You should wanna see me.
Yes.
I shouldn't be asking you no motherfucking way. You should be saying, honey, what you wanna do today? That's the fuck that disease say. Eh? Oh. But I ain't trying to be her. It's a struggle. I'm in the battle zone. I'm wrestling with me and me and me. Ooh. I'm a dangerous motherfucker with 23 years clean. I'm in flight on any day with no aircraft, trapped with no luggage, and then jump fuck waiting for a parachute. And then you can see me on another day.
Uh-oh.
And I am very, 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 very well endowed with the grace of God and the good spirit. And I won't use any vulgarity on those days. I won't offend anyone. I'll feed you if you hungry. It can be my last because the good book says that if I give you, he will give me twofold. But if I tell a motherfucker I gave it, I just knocked out what's coming. So I'm sitting there, you know. I'm walking down the street. Some people said, hi.
Oh,
I'm coming through the convention. Some motherfuckers want to give me a hug. Y'all ain't did nothing. If I offended anyone today, this evening, if it's somebody that reached out to touch me and I did touch you back, please excuse me. I apologize. But my motherfucking ass was not available to nothing. Know that I was locked and loaded in a diseased mind that was trying to get my ass. Had already told me he don't know it. He can drive the fuck back with with the guy he came back. I'll get a ride back. Fuck that shit. My disease mind.
Yes.
The fuck I look like leaving here in another kind of way. But the disease safe. You know where the fuck I been? Do you know what I do? I can take care of me. But this thing ain't about... It's about living now. Patricia, it ain't surviving. It's being able to live through the bruises that you inflict on your goddamn self. Child, that disease so vicious. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. You can be clean and recovering, and I don't mean no offense. Please excuse me, and don't take nothing what I'm saying personal. I love you. But I'm saying this disease, let me show you what it'll do. See, it'll have you come in here, clean up, work the steps, and trick clean and don't get paid for a motherfucking service that's been rendered. It'll have you go in a meeting and share some fantastic shit. The whole meeting stand up. And you'll go outside and slide off with a motherfucker that you wouldn't want to be seen with in the dark. Fuck the light. The dark. Because as good as you trying to say you feel about yourself, that your actions don't indicate the same. Do you know what it feels like? How humiliated it is to suck a dick and don't need a shot of dope? All because you want to feel like a motherfucker wants you for you? That you'll degrade your fucking self. That disease say, bitch, you ain't nothing. And you begin to believe it. Yes. I ain't got to do that today. I don't have to live like that today unless I get out of the will. If I get out of the will, the disease gonna kick. I have no defense. The literature says it, not me. I can't fight that motherfucker by myself. If I could, I wouldn't have been out in the street for 18 years shooting dope against my will. That disease, we on our way. The glory and the grace of God and divine mercy says that I'm gonna make you want you. I'm gonna let you do it your way, Patricia. You going to Kentucky? You gonna go see your son? You going to sit on his parole hearing? You done asked all these people to write letters on your son's behalf. But let me share this little thing with you. The person that you needed to ask the most, you didn't. I didn't ask God. I didn't go in prayer and say, please, whatever that will is, let it be done. But give me the courage to endure whatever the results. I went to man. And as a result, parole was denied. And I came back here and my disease took over again. I went into isolation time. Like I do, I go into depression. I won't bathe. So what, I got a husband. He don't know, he be going to the meetings from 7 to 7. He don't know I ain't bathed all day. I ain't stinky, stinky. He come home, I feed him, he tired, he go the fuck on to sleep. I ain't gotta wash up, fuck that shit, we ain't doing nothing. But it's vital. It is vital that you have a connection with somebody that sometimes you're unable to pray. Sometimes you're unwilling and unable. You have got to have somebody that's going to reach out to you, because there's going to come a day that you can't reach out for help to not even go. And by his grace and mercy, he'll send an angel. But you got to be very careful, because he'll send you an angel that don't look like the angel you thought was supposed to be rescuing you. And you'll suffer a little longer because you let that angel go by. I'm telling you, I got a disease that it don't care how much time I got. It don't care that I'm faithful and that I love my husband. It don't care nothing about that. I got a disease mind that when I look in the mirror, I got one portion of my brain that said that for a 57-year-old woman, that has been through the war that you've been through, that have used drugs for 18 years, you are really an attractive black woman. But I got a portion of my brain that'll say, bitch, don't you see all these motherfucking young girls running around here in the sun, cut up like a motherfucking Coca-Cola bottle? You know you don't want that nigga at no motherfucking dance. Bitch, you need to put your shit on and go up to the dance. He don't need to see you. Just go in the dance and hug the wall. And if a motherfucker look too hard, go over there and say, just in case. Just in case he ain't there yet. Just in case ain't nobody else there yet. Let me tell you, I am not well doing swelling, bitch. I'll break a bone out your head about that chocolate nigga. So I decided to pray. And I decided to ask God to keep me. I said, Lord, don't let me go to the dance. I have got to put my eye on you and less on him. You got to rescue me from this disease. I can't free me. There's nothing the first step says. It does not say in the first step that dope will always be my dilemma. It says that the first step says that I'm powerless over the disease. And as a result of the disease, my life is unmanageable. Well, dope ain't in there. Crack ain't in there. Motherfucker, do you know you powerless, overgrown ass man? And you become emotionally impaired. That makes your fucking life unmanageable because you trying to not let fear overrule. Fear that dominated your life all your life. All your life. You was running around 7th Street. You was running around 9th Street. You was running around 14th Street. Them niggas said that you was crazy pistol packing pack. Yeah, you was. But what they didn't know, you was a scared little girl that had been viciously wounded. And she didn't know how to come up out the wounded. So an angry motherfucker always seek to destroy. I have done enough work right to this point to understand that shit happens. Nobody owes me nothing, but I owe myself the right to live. And if I can't tell on my disease for the fear of what you might think of me or how the fuck you look at me, I'm going to keep in the posture of a wounded beast. I apologize if I took anything from your day. I want you to be able to enjoy your life, even though I want you to enjoy it with me. I love you so much. God put you in my path to help me be a woman, to help me to grow up, because I can tell you anything. Yeah. don't want me to say nothing. It's my disease want me to, you know, just give y'all a comic review. I'm not for that shit. I'm really not. Not tonight. I'm trying to do my best. I ain't going to the dance. And for right now, I'm fearless. For right now. I just hope that what I got there. Huh? Man, look, I don't do no, just, you know. So, I'm just trying to tell you, thank you, babe, that disease is powerful, man. You can think it's a joke if you want to. I want you to see this. I want to show you. I want you to show you me, right? I'm riding in the car. I just come from church. Spirit filled. In the Holy Ghost. A motherfucker called, cut me off. That disease say, motherfucker! Without your permission, you know I asked you, is it all right? Look, my husband always said, right, calm down, Queen.
Yeah.
Calm down, Queen.
Yes.
It ain't that bad.
Yeah.
Right. And I be trying to go somewhere and they, like, I got a slow one in front of me and I be saying, over here is the real kicker. He be driving, I be saying, you need to get over. Why am I with that bitch? Move it. He fine. He just driving, he cool. He listening to gospel. That shit, I don't hear no gospel now. I be hearing me. Danger, Will Robinson. So I'm gonna leave y'all with this. I thank each and every one of y'all, right? And if I help somebody, one person, to find some freedom from the disease for tonight, then I did my part. But I'm gonna leave with this. He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Yeah. Yeah.